just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency. Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit will guide you and protect you from up here. Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you? Can you hear me? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me running? Can you hear me calling you?
Welcome, my friends. Yes, another edition of The Flip Side coming your way on this Tuesday. Well, in case you haven't looked, the only thing that showed up green today was the dollar. Stocks, commodities, and oil all got hammered today. Dow was flirting with triple-digit losses early this morning, fanned by concerns about Europe's fiscal health. Wall Street was simply following declines that happened overnight in Europe about fears that Greece is going to reject an existing international bailout, potentially leaving the euro. And we thought that that story had died a long time ago. Well, it's back like a bad nightmare.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. use for emergencies, or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob New today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob New today, 888-639-2621.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Love is but a song we sing, fears we will die. You can make the mountains ring, or make the angels cry.
2 days past 18, he was waiting for the bus in his
yellow. I'm getting conflicting bump songs in my head here. Okay. Well, that's a brave guy to admit that. Welcome back, my friends. Well, outside of the drumming that the markets took today, and in light of gold's $30 plunge, it does cause one to scratch your head, because by and large, the news on gold today was pretty good. We got a report this morning that mainland China's gold imports from Hong Kong surged more than sixfold in the first quarter, adding to signs that the country may displace India as the world's largest consumer of gold on an annual basis. At the same time, we also learned that Turkey has been exporting massive quantities of gold to Iran and other Arab Spring nations. And so what is the true skinny of what is going on out there? Well, no better person to turn to at explaining what is going on right now than John Embry from Sprout Asset Management. And he says it pretty accurately. There's a war going on right now, because the world's fiat currency system is on its last legs. How How else can you explain the huge demand, physical demand for gold, not only by central banks, but countries that heretofore have never bought large quantities of gold, as such as Argentina and Mexico. This is a very good indication that the dollar is, as Embry said, is in its in a fight for its survival. The kind of action we saw in the financial markets today is, as Embry said, always orchestrated at a counterintuitive time where it doesn't really make any logical sense. And the action we saw today is a ploy by the powers that be that is attempting to keep the vast majority of society away from the sector of the market. The war that's going on right now is the U.S. is trying to bolster the confidence level of the hearts and minds of the fiat money lovers the world over. And this is happening because of what's going on in Europe, which is in desperate shape. Spain has announced the government is going to have to bail out the third largest bank entity in Spain. All of these things speak to an enormous creation of liquidity. Without that liquidity, the system is going down. The underlying problem that sort of goes unspoken is the pure fiat currency system is on its last legs. We are in the final battle, and I'm not surprised these guys would be that vicious in the gold market right now, even though if it makes absolutely zero sense. You know the end is coming when the establishment trots out guys like Bill Gates, Charlie Munger, and Warren Buffett, who say astoundingly stupid things for what are otherwise intelligent human beings. It seems as though John Embry is one of only a few commentators that was actually offended by Charlie Munger's statement suggesting that only people that bought gold were Jewish people in pre-war Vienna to sew into their garments, and that no civilized person would buy gold. That was one of the most disgusting statements I've ever heard in my life on any subject. I mean, he denigrated the brave, oppressed people of pre-war Europe. At the same time, he disrespected anybody who was doing the right thing, which is buying gold in an attempt to protect themselves from a falling fiat currency system. In my book, that's hardly uncivilized, it's highly intelligent. The reality is, nothing has changed. When gold was $1,900 last August, at that point the U.S. had just been downgraded. It's almost like they reacted like a rabid dog. They've been fighting this advance in gold ever since. It's a war because they have to defend the U.S. currency as the world's reserve currency. If they lose that status, the implications are horrific for the currency and society. That's why there is such an intense battle going on, because the stakes are so high. I will be surprised if this goes on for much longer. By the end of the year, this will all be forgotten, and it'll just be a small blip on a longer-term chart, and the chart will be much higher for both gold and silver. Embry also added this: there's a lot of discouragement, and justifiably so, just by the price action in the shares. I was thinking about this last night. When I was managing a dedicated gold and silver equity fund for 15 years between 1994 and 2009, there were three or four occasions in that period when my fund was up over 100% in less than 12 months. If I still had a fund, I know this, I would be near the beginning of one of those 100% up years. As I look at what's going on here today, I think this is the greatest opportunity I've ever seen. It's just a matter of when it activates. I believe it begins when gold and silver make a very dramatic turn higher, and that's probably more imminent than most people realize on days like this. My only advice to you is this: don't lose the faith, especially now. I know that's always tough to say on a day when people see gold trading at $1,600 and silver at $29. But Embry is exactly right. There's, without question, a full court press on to do whatever is necessary to preserve the U.S. dollar as the so-called reserve currency. The implications of it failing to hold that are dramatic. Anyway, we'll take a quick time out. Bye, take care.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Tuesday. Let's go to the phones. Mike in Maryland. Hey, Mike. Oh, that was earlier. Oh, my mistake. Well, besides Mr. Embry, there are a number of other people that not only see this war taking place, but they also see a sort of a repeat of what we saw last year, as and obviously leading up to the elections, as stocks keep on going down, Ben Bernanke's hand will be forced to implement QE3. The recent euphoria with equities is just simply based on expectations, in large part thanks to the folks at CNBC, was way too optimistic. And the seasonal adjustments that we got made all the data seem stronger than they actually were. So just like Europe, the data in the coming weeks is going to get worse. And so it's safe to assume that the stock market will get worse. And then Ben Bernanke will come out with QE3 or Operation Twist 2.0 or whatever he's going to do. Then we'll be on to the next round and we can start looking forward to the election. The European debt situation is not going to be resolved. As we said earlier, Spanish bank problems are getting worse. It's pretty clear that the people in Europe aren't going to stand for austerity programs anymore. And it's pretty clear that the politicians over there are just saying whatever they have to say to get re-elected. So they are pretty much going to go where the votes are. And that's pretty much the same case that we'll see in the U.S. leading up to the election. But who knows? Maybe we'll get an October surprise. Or maybe we'll have an August surprise at the Republican convention. Because although I haven't been talking about it much, I have been paying attention to the fact that Ron Paul hasn't quit. He's still there, much to Romney's dismay. Although I don't think it'll end up in a brokered convention, who knows? Stranger things have happened. But one thing is for sure, there is not much love for Romney out there right now, even amongst diehard conservatives. After all, he hasn't offered any plans that are viable in resolving the U.S.'s economic crisis. And Ron Paul is the only one that actually has a plan that could work. And that plan is doing away with the Federal Reserve because all corruption leads to the Federal Reserve. I'll take a quick time out. Be right back after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org. Or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, John, you know, we were kind of wondering
what?
That... Well, we knew you guys were saving stuff and getting ready for something like
yes.
this.
Yes.
So what I'm trying to say...
The answer's no.
Man, I've been your friend for 20 years. Played on the company softball team together.
We simply don't have enough food.
But I'm your friend.
Look, Norbert, I came to you 3 years ago, and you basically called me crazy and walked away.
But...
Sorry.
Bummer.
Folks, they may be rolling their eyes at you now, but they'll be on your front porch when it all hits the fan. So why don't you mosey on over to TexasReady.net and order up a Liberty Seed Bank for you, your shirt-tailed relatives, and all your non-prepping friends. Order your bank at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas ready?
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
When the going gets tough, the tough get going, 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 going.
Go back to the phones. Michael in Florida. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Robbie. How are you today?
Can't complain for a Tuesday, brother.
I want to thank you for your human duty today, by the way.
Yeah, yes.
Anyway, a couple of questions for you.
Sure.
The miners.
Yes.
It seems to me, with their wealth that they have and the reserves, the huge cash reserves they have the ability to change pricing as much in the same way that J.P. Morgan can change it. Now, bear in mind, I understand that Morgan's selling shorts they don't even have, paper shorts, but by the same token, what's to stop the miners from collectively cutting way back on production, number one, which would automatically raise the price of gold and silver? I think, that's question number one. Number two is, would it be feasible for them to get together and buy their shares back, withdraw from the stock exchange, and develop their own exchange or join Shanghai's exchange?
Well, I think, a number of people have, like Eric Sprout from Sprout Asset Management has been talking directly with primarily miners in Canada and encouraging them not to uh, sell any of the gold and silver they produce, which simply means they convert it into the local currency, and then that usually ends up sitting on the sidelines in some sort of bond fund. And rather than fueling the beast, as he says, to hold on to their production rather than liquidating it, because that's what miners do. They produce product and then they liquidate it in order to raise capital to find more stuff.
Okay.
And a number of them have taken him up on that, to the point where I'm starting to see a number of miners, and unfortunately I don't have the names for you, but there's a mining operation in Mexico, a silver mine operation, that rather than paying dividends on its stock, it's paying shareholders in physical silver.
Makes sense. That's a good idea.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So Sprott has had some success. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. I wish I knew because they are very familiar names to a lot of people. That he has approached with that idea, in telling them to hold on to their production, as opposed to just liquidating it and feeding the beast, if you will.
That's great.
So and a lot of people respect Eric Sprott, and I haven't seen any follow-up reports on any other miners that have accepted his challenge, but I'm sure there's a few more than and I'm just going to do a quick asset search and see if I come up with anything.
And the other idea about the miners getting out, in other words, buying their shares back, the majority of them, and getting out of the New York Stock Exchange and, say, joining the Shanghai Exchange and doing it based on physical, would that be, is that a reasonable statement? Could that happen?
Yeah, here you go. I guess the one miner that is following Eric Sprott's recommendations is Endeavor Silver.
Endeavor, okay.
Okay. Let me share this with you, and let me just pick up the date. This was early last year. Eric Sprott issued an open letter to 17 of the world's largest silver producers. The letter was a call to action for silver producers to limit silver sales until prices increased. Sprott explained by saying, "I've always liked silver because I look at the physical supply and demand metrics and they scream that silver should be higher, but the price is being kept down by paper silver traders who are abusing the market." Sprott's letter goes on to say, instead of selling all their silver for cash and depositing the cash in a levered bank, silver miners should seriously consider storing a portion of their reserves in physical silver outside of the banking system. Why take on all the risk of the bank when you can hold hard cash through the very metal that you mine? Given the current environment, we see much greater risk of holding cash in a bank than we do in holding physical silver. After the letter, Sprott said he received a groundswell of interest, more than he had ever seen before. But he said that more still needs to be done. The issue of silver producers protecting themselves and shareholders through physical silver reserves didn't have much attraction until Endeavor Silver issued this press release. Endeavor Silver is a mid-cap silver mining company with a focus on production reserves and resources in Mexico. On Tuesday, the company released a press release providing an update for the fourth quarter. In the fourth quarter, outside of the increase in production, they said that they are taking Eric Sprout's proposition in his action letter seriously.
Good. Good.
So that is one of many silver miners that Eric Sprout put that proposal to.
And well, that's encouraging.
And it makes good sense. I mean, why take a real wealth asset and sell it for fiat currency?
Yes.
You know, if your interest is in silver, it makes a lot more logical sense to say keep the silver. You know, if you have to raise funds for, you know, emergencies, then by all means you have the ability to do it. But if all the silver miners did this jointly, I mean, there's no question it would have a serious effect on prices.
We can hope, that's for sure. I don't know. Well, I like what I've heard. I wasn't aware that more people have gotten on the bandwagon there. That's good to hear. And,
People don't all come around to the same line of thinking at the same time. There are certain actions that cause people to be a little hesitant. But, you know, as Jim Embry said, you know, in light of the action we saw in the markets today, there is no reason for anybody out there to lose faith.
Right.
I mean, we saw this week was an orchestrated takedown of gold and silver prices.
Right.
And it was spearheaded by none other than Warren Buffett, Charlie Munger, and Bill Gates.
Yeah, that's true. And the interesting thing of all, Robbie, from my perspective, is that the way they're doing this, there's an air of desperation the way things are going.
Oh, sure. I mean, how can you insult a person's intelligence by calling those who invest in gold and silver uncivilized?
Correct.
I mean, that is an outrageous statement.
Yes, it is. It's not only outrageous, it's stupid.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it is.
And then, unfortunately, you know, CNBC has been the cheerleader in that section for giving... you know, these people so much airtime.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's for sure. Well, I'll tell you one thing. It's reassuring to know that people are taking a serious look at what Sprott's proposing, because if they in fact do that, that puts the handcuffs on the bad guys right there. It really
does. The other thing that's going to put the handcuffs on the bad guys is if anything develops from this lawsuit against... J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, and the rest of them in connection with how they bilked homeowners out of trillions of dollars.
Yes, I saw that on your blog. That's terrific, is what it is.
Well, you know, as I said yesterday, I only saw one report about that, but And I posted, you know, the follow-up reports from both sides of the political spectrum, one from Newsweek and the other one from Salon, asking the question, no one went to jail, so why is Wall Street so mad?
Right.
And why can't Obama bring Wall Street to justice? So this story has legs.
Well, it does because of he names names. It's not generic.
Oh, sure. And the fact that it was one of Obama's main election platforms.
Yes.
Of, you know, prosecuting, you know, those that caused the or exacerbated the financial collapse.
Right.
Well, we know who they are.
Yes.
And the fact that Eric Holder was working for a law firm that represented J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and Citibank, and Bank of America, he needs to do a lot more explaining about his Justice Department's inability to prosecute known fraud cases. I mean, this dwarfs Fast and Furious.
It really does, yes. Absolutely. Yeah, it really, I really love when I read that, and I was reading the names he was reading in the suit. That gave me hope to see that.
Oh, it's, but as you know, it's one of those lawsuits that could take years before it produces any results.
That's true too, but at least at the end of the line, there someone's going to be held accountable if it goes through. I have concerns that it's in a New York court. They always seem to slap somebody on the hand and fine them $1 million instead of doing what they should do.
Well, especially in light of the fact that so many attorney generals turned a blind eye to this as well.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
Yep. Anyway, thank you,
all
sir.
All right, brother. Thanks.
Thank you. Take care.
Let's squeeze in a quick call here. Al in Arizona. Hey, Al.
Yeah, I didn't get a chance to listen. Usually I listen to John, and I know you were filling in there. It sounded like at the end. I guess Bob's still under the weather. You're talking about the miners and holding onto their silver.
Yeah.
I know a new mint that just opened up that would even take their product and exchange it and give them back refined coins, bullion, and a finished good for them, take it in a tray. You know, that might even be helpful, and then they don't even have to deal with any kind of cash. They can swap it all the way out.
You mean this is a miner that does it to for shareholders, or?
That's up to them. What I'd say is, okay, deliver the silver in the BBs or in the shot. These guys will smelt it down, put it in a coin in a bar, and send it back to them and say, there you go. And they can pay. Then they can divvy it out in coins and bars, however they want to deal with it.
Okay,
and they'll just take it in trade.
Yeah, well, I think that's what Endeavor is currently doing. You know, I believe that they have a program that if you invest, say, $5,000, they will pay you out yearly dividends in the form of physical silver.
Well, okay, but the mine. The miners, they need that physical silver. It's usually what they're getting is in raw product.
Right.
And they'll take the raw product, the mint will, put it in the coin and give it back to the miners. Now they have the rounds or whatever to give to their shareholders.
Oh, okay. All right, Al. I appreciate that. I'll take a look into that and see if I can come up with anything. Appreciate it, brother.
No problem.
And we'll take a quick break and be right back after this.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, I just heard the news today. It seems my life is gonna change. I close my eyes, begin to pray, then tears of joy stream down my face. We're lost while upon under the sunlight. Welcome to this place. I'll show you. By my side, we're staring at all we created life. We're all quite open.
Welcome back to the flip side final segment for this Tuesday. I should have done this earlier, but anyway, for your information, I suggest you go and have a look at Endeavor Silver's website. It is pretty informative. You can find the website, well, if you just want to Google Endeavor Silver Mine, it'll take you to its website. The web address is edrsilver.com. And they have a real interesting collection of videos that they have produced entitled, What Do You Know About Silver Mining? And I haven't as yet viewed them, but I will do so shortly. And I may have a slight bias because it is a Mexican silver mining entity, but outside of Eric Sprout and his connection to Endeavor, I have read many positive reports by David Morgan about Endeavor and its management and potential. So, and I don't even know what their stock price is as we speak. But I should know more about that soon. Anyway, my friends, stand by for Alan Watt cutting through the matrix, and we'll do this again tomorrow. Till then, see you, bye.